welcome to Patrick. Now, I was just standing outside St. James, the hub of the community in Dorby here, of course, to tell you what a beautiful view it is out over the rolling fields, the sheep just beyond me, the sun glinting off Peel Headland. And as I say that, it starts hailing, which has summed up the weather today, I think. St. James, Dorby, the HQ of the Bonnig World Championships, of course. Tonight, it's where the count will be taking place for Patrick. Well, it's often said, then, Mark, that London is a massive collection of villages, each with its own unique identity. Well, perhaps Patrick could be said to be a microcosm of that. Not so much a tale of two cities as a tale of four villages: Foxdale, Glenmay, Dorby, and Patrick itself, of course, but with a population of around 1,300, just a tad under, as per the 2006 census, a little bit smaller than London, of course. Six candidates vying for five seats here this evening. Farmer and teacher Robert John Anderson, self-employed Roger Edward Banks Jones, who's looking for re-election. Adrian Summers Christian, also looking for re-election, a businessman. Geoffrey Gelling, a retired project manager. Richard Dennis Jones, who's a company director, looking for re-election as well, and Timothy Charles McNeely Neal, who is a warehouse man. Now, interestingly, out of the candidates this morning, only Mr. Gelling appeared to be sworn in. I don't know whether there's been a breakdown in communications. I have seen one or two of the other candidates. I think they are trying to get sworn in so they can actually witness the count. They would be allowed in for the declaration, of course. As it is, well, a beautiful part of the island in whatever the weather. There's the famous waterfall in Glenmay, of course, the iconic Foxdale mining village, the lovely coast road to Dorby, Knockhalo, and of course Niarble. Could be seen as a rural idyll, and for many it is, but as they always say, every Eden has its flies. There are some issues, even in such a beautiful spot as this. Things which came up talking to locals were traffic and the speed of such, in particular, housing, and of course the aforementioned Knockhalo, another historic site with an uncertain future on the Isle of Man, another public meeting due to be held on the 11th of May. And talking to some of the people when I was doing the rounds earlier on, the warden of Patrick Church was saying, well, it's interesting how you think it's a rural backwater in many ways, but there's all these little industries tucked away, and sometimes people dealing in shares, doing stocks, doing banking in other parts of the world, in Hong Kong and Singapore, from little back rooms. The rates, always important to locals. If you're a Patrick ratepayer, of course, well, you would have seen this year's rate set at a rateable value of 140, down from last year's rate by just short of 5%. The former board took the decision to reduce the rates. They said they could save costs on services transferred from the DOI and cost savings made at the Western Civic Amenity site. That said, there hasn't been an election here for quite some time. No one could actually be that precise when the last one was. Certainly over 12 years. They generally think it was in the 1990s when there was a high turnout, I believe, around about 70%, although the average is somewhat lower. The weather, well, you might be able to hear hailstones hitting the microphone at the moment because there's great big chunks coming down, although perversely, sun shining at the same time. Sunshine, rain, sleet. It's a Manx spring, isn't it? Hopefully, it remains to be seen. This hasn't put too many people casting their vote. There's been a steady stream, I would say, since I've been here. And it remains to be seen whether interest in this local election in Patrick, like a good Bonnig, Mark, has risen.